Doctor Who, The Pirate Planet, Part 3. Cave. The guards run forward and one of Mentatids removes his cowl. Kimus. Felix? Palex? Palex? What? Guard, we will kill them. We'll kill them all. Guards start throwing, but the Mentatids raise their arms and create a barrier to block their weapons fire. The guards give up. Kimus? Palax, what have you done? What have they done to you, Palax? Harry, the false wall will not last long. Romana, they're on our side, Doctor. I thought it was much. Kimus, I don't understand. Doctor, exciting, isn't it? Merid, Leia, K9, Master, Miller, what is it? K9, the Minettes have located Doctor, Master. They're approaching. Miller, how can you tell? I didn't hear anything. K9, the Doctor, Master has very distinct heartbeats. Every time arrival, 21.9 seconds. But I can't get over the midnight tides. All my life I've been taught to hate and loathe them. K9, the Doctor would not have instructed me to conduct you to them if he thought not thought it safe. 12 seconds. Well, no, but how could he possibly know? K9, my subsequent analysis of their brainwave patterns indicated no malice when they attacked him. Miller, you mean by it they slammed him to the wall? With good vibrations. K9 affirmative. Rival element. Miller lads walk in and form a circle. Doctor, hello, K9. Surprised to see us? K9 amazed, Master. Doctor, there you are. Didn't I say he'd be amazed? Bridge. Guard. Captain. We were attacked in the mines. Doctor, escape the millets. Captain, with the millets? The Corbett. Parrot takes off with the captain from the captain's shoulder and kills the guard. Guard. Captain, incompetent fools. Mentorad. Doctor. You will bring us the understanding we seek for generation upon generation. I bet it's been assailed by nameless evil. We would know its name. Doctor, its name's the captain. You know that. Why don't you kick him out? Mentorad. Because his evil is beyond our comprehension. Strange images haunt our brain, and yet when a new Mentorad presence appears amongst the people, we know we must find him and protect him. Palex, he found me just in time. Mentorite. Vivi knew Mentorite. We grow stronger, but still the understanding evades us. We're constructed by the people's hatred. Doctor, a gas assault. Telepathic gas assault. Kimus, what? K9, many minds combined together telepathically to form a single entity. Romana, power, the Gessamer, salt is the Momus. Palax, can you help us, Doctor? We are powerless unless we could understand. Can you tell us what's happening to Zenik? Doctor, yes, Zenik, just a shell of a planet, hollow, could be hollow. Palax, hollow? Doctor, yes, but very, very rarely empty. Now listen. There are vast transmit engines hidden beneath the captain's mountain. And yes, they have made the entire planet suddenly drop out of the space dimension. Vanish. Millen vanish? Is that possible? So yes, but you don't notice that. You see, because you're part of it. Now listen, at almost the same moment it vanishes, neutralizes another part of the galaxy around another slightly smaller planet. Iman, in this case, is a planet called Califax. Doctor, yes. So your planet, Romana Zenik. Just helping you along, Doctor. Doctor, yes. So your planet, Mother of Zenik. Doctor, yes. Having materialized around that the other planet smothers it, crushes it, and mines all the material wealth out of it. Mother, just like an enormous leech, Doctor, yes. Kimus, and that's when the light changed. Mother, the omens. Doctor, yes, the omens mean the death of another planet. Bridge, Captain, by the blood of the Sky Daemon, we have been crazy fools. We should have obliterated the Mentorites years ago and rid ourselves of their sickly power. Fibly, but Captain, we tried many times in the past, Captain, and failed, Mr. Fibbian, failed. Fibly, Captain, you said yourself it was a question of priorities. Captain, I said, you dare delay the rotting fruits of your incompetence at my door? Fibly, Captain, in your wise wisdom, is so that whilst the Millerites lay dormant, no leader, no purpose, we are well enough protected. Captain, and now they are not will not be leaderless. Now they have a clear purpose, effectively, but sir, me destroying them is at last within our grasp. The planet's Califax, rich in volume, validium, and madendrite 1-5. That's what we came here for. Captain, the validium and madendrite 1-5. They're true, they're true. Philippe, the vibrations of refined crystals can harness, produce infrared patterns, which will neutralize their mental powers. Can leave them defenseless, as weak as ordinary men. Obliterate Jewel. Excellent, Mr. Fibley. Excellent, your death shall be delayed. Very well, thank you. And again, sir. Your goodness confounds me. Captain, Mr. Fibley, how soon can you be prepared? Fibley, well, we put all the automated mining and processing equipment, planet on full power, sir. We could reduce the entire planet of Califax within hours. Of course, the machine will be dangerously overloaded, then, sir. Captain, the matter does not the quirk, Mr. Fibley. Speed is the essence. The Mandarites will be moving even now. Do it on the instant, and this time there shall be no escape. Hurry, hurry, I say. Mildred Lane, Dr. Sozanic, the happy Potrus planet. Felix, yes, until the rain. Queen Xantia, Mandarites, but her may her spirit be accused. Felix, she had some kind of evil powers. The legend said she lived for hundreds of years. Don't succumb to that on. That's not necessarily evil. I've known hundreds of people who lived for hundreds. Manish, Doctor. Doctor, what? Romana, please carry on, K-9, Master. Doctor, K-9. Shush, K-9. Shush. Please carry on. Felix. Queen Xantia. Staged galactic wars to demonstrate her powers. By the time she finished, Xantia was ruined. When the captain arrived, there's hardly anyone left, Minred. Just a few miserable nomadic tribes. Tommy, how did you arrive? Minred. Legend speaks of a giant silver ship that fell out of the sky one night with a mighty crash like thunder. Captain was one of the few survivors, Doctor, and needed pretty expensive surgery. But look at him. I wonder who did that. Felix, I don't think anyone knows. K-9, Master? Doctor, not now, K-9, not now. Go on. Minotred, the captain took charge of Zenik. He persuaded the people to work for him. Kimmis, our golden age is prosperity. Pampered slavery, more like. Minotred, for some of us, terrible agonies, the mine began. Doctor, yes, well, that they would have for someone who was telepathic. Kimmis, why, Doctor? Do you know? Doctor, yes, I do. Resolving what you call the life force, the planets. Pelix, what is it like this? What is a life force? Doctor, well, it's quite difficult to explain in simple terms, but basically, Romana, every atom of matter in the universe, certain amount of energy locked inside it. Now, something the size of a planet, it's an enormous quantity. Doctor, enormous. Romana, so every time Zenit crushes a planet, releases all that energy. Now, some of it will be on telepathic wavelengths. Doctor, right. And so every time it happens, fantastic blasts of psychic energy, enough to smash open a neutral pathway for anyone with telepathic abilities like the Minarets. Doctor, that's right. The Minarets are absorbing all the power into your brain. Doctor, Romani, yes, Minaret. Each planet, as it dies, adds to that power which it will be avenged. K-9, Master? Doctor, what is it, K-9? K-9, my seismograph detects enormous increase in mining operations around the whole planet. Every mining machine is now working at full pressure. Bridge, Captain's working on a piece of equipment using his right little finger. Captain, by the left, little noble sky demon, Mr. Fibley. I used to be one of the greatest hyper-engineers of my time, Fibley. Oh, of all time, Captain. We constructed the structure of the planet, proof of that. Captain, is not a scale that counts, but skill. A ship from which most of the major components were savage, with Venturalis. Now there was a ship. Fibley removes a Vectrum. Light device for the captain's finger. Captain, the greatest raiding cruiser ever built. And I built it, Mr. Fibley. I built the technology so far advanced that you would not be able to distinguish it from magic. Fibley, all the same, sir. There must be one This must be one of the greatest engineering feats of all time. A hollow space jumping planet. Captain, this planet? A vile lumbering planet. Burl storms, Mr. Flippy. Your colour fall, do you not see how my heart burns for the dangerous liberty of the skies? Plan the battle and escape, my soul is prisoned. Bound this ugly lump of bloody rock, beset by zombie minerals, interfering doctors. Flippy, what can you do? What can they do to you, Captain? Captain, enough. They shall die by the flaming moons of hell. They shall die. Find me those crystals, Mr. Fibley. Fibley, aye, aye, Captain. As soon as we can, sir. Fibley runs out. Captain, I shall be avenged. The young woman is sitting in his chair. That's all good. I see you found some occupational therapy, Captain. Good thing not to let your old skills die. Captain, I assure you my old skills are very much alive. Zanik City, the doctor and chemist come across a slit guard sleeping in an air car in Plaza. Doctor, well, they say you can fool some of the people all the time. Let's see you, shall we? Doctor throws a bag of sweets into the air car. Once again, the guard wakes, picks up the bag and falls. Follows a trail of all sorts around. I pillow while the doctor and chemist get in the sidecar. Doctor, we must stop doing this. Like shooting fish in a barrel. Start a mud and goes. Gives the doctor an electronic shock. God, hold it. Got hands up. God, get out. Bridge, Fibley. Captain, sir. Captain, they caught the doctor. Captain, splendid, Mr. Fibley. Maybe he's trying to steal an air car. One of the guards managed to localize it. Send another air car to pick them up. Which means, in the end, Captain Trivia, Mr. Fibley, Trivia. Have the guards managed to open his vessel yet? Fibley, no, sir. It's proving remarkably difficult. Nothing they can do will even mark it. Captain, fools, incompetent cretins. Fibley, but we have located a potential source of page 8, KX18. Better, Mr. Fibley. Fibley, we can manage one more jump under our present conditions. So we made it. If we made it to this planet, we could mine it for PJX18 and then make our own repairs. Captain, we will mine it. Prepare to jump as soon as the volume and mandarate one crystals have been produced. Covertly, I feel I should point out, Captain, that it's a heavily populated planet. Captain, show me the chart, Fibley. It's here, sir. Planetary system on a cool star sol, planet Terra. Captain, oh yes, a pretty planet. Fibley, it looks like a pleasure world, Captain. Captain, then it will be a pleasure to destroy it. Captain Fibley, yes, sir. We'll make arrangements, Fibley leaves. There's another planet, Captain? Captain, another planet. Captain, there's an ejection. Objective will soon be reached, Captain. It will, huh? It will indeed. So you said, a canine is sitting in an air car, surrounded by curious locals. Canine master, Moseline and Mumana, meditates across the hills. Canine activates the air car. Canine, at contact. Bridge, Camus and the doctor shackled to some scaffolding. The doctor seems delirious and Camus is out cold. Doctor, have I told you my plan? No more generous forms. No more generous forms. I think it should work really quite well. I think. Dr. Weeks. Dr. Good morning. Okay, so, Doctor. You're discover the little secret of our planet. Daddy, you won't give it away. You won't get away with it, you know. Okay, and what makes you so certain of that? For the moment, nothing at all. But it does my role no end of good just to say it. Been to pie to pillars by better men than you, Captain. Can but none, I dare guess. Well, Vitreous. Dr. Vitreous? Don't panic, chemist. Don't panic. Aircar. More vicious. Captain, but none, I dare guess. More vicious. Dr. Vitreous? Don't panic, chemist. Don't panic. Canine, aircar. Canine, we have liftoff. Bridge, Doctor, what are you doing it for, Captain? Doesn't make sense, and you know it. I can understand the life of a full-blooded pirate, the thrill, the danger they're doing, but this, hidden away in your mountain, retreat, eating other people's perfectly good planets, where's the daring doing that? Catch silence, Doctor. You're just trying to shut me up. You can't kill me while I'm helpless. Captain, oh, I can't. But no, you can't, because your warrant is against the warrior's code. You should have thought of that before you told me out. Captain, by the hounds of hell, Doctor, listen. Hard to listen to, isn't it, Captain? Someone's got a finger on the nerve. What is it you're really up to? What do you want? You don't want to take over the universe, do you? No, we wouldn't know what to do with it, beyond shouting it. Captain, Mr. Fibley. Fibley, yes, sir. Captain, no, release him. Fibley, but Captain. Doctor, he said release me. Trophy room, a collection of trophy size lamps in Pipette's tube, Captain. My trophies, Doctor, feast your eyes on them. They represent an achievement unparalleled in the universe. Doctor, what are they? Tombstones? Memorials to the whales that you destroyed? Captain, not memorials. They are entire remains of the whales themselves. Doctor, you came here on the wanton destruction you wrecked on the universe. Doctor looks at Magnus V, while the captain stands by Grandiose. Captain, I came here to dream of freedom, Doctor. Did they just say the time remains whole of all the worlds themselves, Captain? Yes, Doctor. Each one of these small spears is crushed remains, planet. Millions upon millions of tons of compressed rock, bended here by forces beyond the limits of imagination. Forces are generated and harnessed. Doctor, that's impossible. Matter is so small that space wouldn't go. Instant gravitational collapse and form a black hole. Doctor, Captain, precisely. Doctor, what? A Zanik could be dragged into a gravitational whirlpool. Captain, why doesn't it? Because the whole system is so perfectly aligned by the most exquisite exercise. And gravitational geometry, each system is balanced out with itself, which is why we can stand next to billions of tons of supercorrective matter and not be aware of it. For each planet I acquire, the forces are realigned, but the system remains stable. Doctor, this is the most brilliant piece of gravitational engineering I've ever seen. Concept simply staggering, pointless, but staggering, Captain, I gratified. But you appreciate it. Doctor, appreciate it? Appreciate it? What you commit mass destruction, murder, the scale's almost inscrutable. You ask me to appreciate it? Just because you happen to have made a brilliantly conceived toy among my remains of planets? Captain, Deville Storms, Doctor, it's not a toy. Doctor, what is it for? Huh? What are you doing? What could you possibly be worth all this? Captain, by the raging fury disguising me. You ask too many questions. You have seen, you have admired, with sweet satisfied, and ask no more. Fibley, Captain, sir. Come quickly, please, the men rights. They're on their way, Captain. Excellent, Mr. Fibley. Excellent guards. Next to Gallifrey's empty tube, Doctor tries to form different shapes. His hand, to a guard, jabs it with a weapon. Foot of the mountain, Romana. It's a long climb up there, Pelex. Not do I worry. We'll make it, Muller. I hope Kimmis and the Doctor managed to break into the engine room without being caught. Felix, they were in trouble if they haven't. Romana, Doctor knows what he's doing. Bree, two guards are holding the Doctor up. Doctor, would you like to put me down? Captain, putting down the Captain, Doctor falls to the floor. Captain, we're preparing to meet your friends, the Millerites. Poor misgotten fools are going to attempt to burn the bridge. Doctor, that should be fun. Kimmis, what? Dr. Kimmis, are you right? Dr. Kimmis, what? Dr. Verkeeps, for goodness sake, get him down. He hasn't done any harm, Captain. Captain, you do it. Captain drops a ring of one key into the floor. The Doctor bends down to pick it up. The Captain stabs his foot. Dr. Winces drapes the key in his man Kimmis. Captain, by the business thing, a son's Bazadar. It's Fibley, where are my crystals? Kimmis, Dr. Where are we? Doctor, we're on the bridge. Kimmis, on the bridge? What's that? Doctor, that's your beloved Captain. Kimmis, but I? Doctor, don't make a noise. The Minarets on their way here. We've got no power against the psychic strength. Kimmis, why, that's that machine. What's that machine? He's Doctor, oh, it looks like a psychic interference transmitter. Kimmis, a what? Doctor, well, it's the sort of machine that for neutralizing psychic power. Oops. Captain, you wag your tongue well, Doctor. It's the only weapon you have left. Doctor, nonsense, Captain, nonsense. I make a machine work. You need a collection of the most rare crystals. Captain, yes? Doctor, oh, yes. Beryllium. Captain, William? Doctor, Menandrite, 1-5. Captain 1-5, everybody enters the box, Doctor. As far as I know, they occur naturally on any planet next. Query, Captain, the crystals from February, Doctor Califax. Doctor, my bioweapons must be in an all-time low. Captain, excellent mittens, that must have February. Excellent. You see, Doctor, your friends are doomed, Doctor. They are. Captain, so you. May you not delay your death any longer. But a curled fingers of Sky Demon. I look forward to this moment. Commence your hideous, cowering, murdering maniac. Chemist picks up a crowbar. A velvet parrot gets interested. No, don't, Captain. Avanton, kill. Velvet parrot takes over and a rope dog enters. The organic life forms duck and take cover. As robots take pot shots at each other around the bridge, then Canine backs out. Doctor, come back, Canine, come back. Avanton follows him out. The doctor and Chemist run for it. Doctor, come on. Captain, stop them, trophy room. Chemist steals a door to the bridge. Chemist, what's this place? Doctor, never mind about that. Let's find another way, and Canine treads away. Dog, shouting at Avanton. Doctor, get back. The doctor and Chemist run the far end of the corridor, come room. Doctor, here it is. Chemist locked. Doctor, yes. Chemist, we're trapped. Doctor, never. So it's good, whatever. Does its thing. Doctor, come on. Dentaria's throne room, a wizened old woman in golden robes and crown sits on a throne between two sets of curved tubes. She breathes slightly inside, is that nothing? Chemist steps forward. Doctor, no, don't. They are, those are the dream time lamps. Chemist, what do you mean? They stop time? Doctor, no, not completely, but they can slow down the flow of time. It's based between, give enough energy. Chemist, they're impulsive, that's what it is. Doctor, that's for your beloved queen, Zamphia. Chemist, what? No, Chemist's dead. Doctor, no, she's not. She's suspended. Last few seconds of life. Chemist, you mean she can hear me? I could just called. Doctor, no, she can't. Chemist, does she know we're here? Doctor, no, not while we. She's between those two things there. Doctor lifts the hatch cover, the back of the room. Bridge, nurse, how much longer must we wait? Can Mr. Fibley, sir? Captain, prepare to prize, open the door. Fibley hands his crowbar to a guard. Vamphier's throne room. Doctor, find enough energy to fill these dams. You need to ransack the entire planet's chemists. So whole other worlds destroyed with the whole sole purpose, keeping it alive. Doctor, yes. There must be something more to it than that. Chemist, even more? Doctor, yes. Would you go to those lengths just to stay alive? Chemist, not in that remote condition, no. Doctor, no, not in that condition. But in what condition? What? A door opens and a robot dog enters, carrying a dead parrot in his jaws. Doctor, Canine, look at that. Doctor takes a parrot, Canine, master. Doctor, you're a good dog, Canine. Good dog, you're a hero. Canine, congratulations are necessary, master. Doctor, isn't that marvellous for that menace? Well, it's certainly a relief. But how are we going to get out of here? Doctor, I got a job for you two. Now listen, over there, there's a service elevator. You must go down to the tight room. Chemist, so? Doctor, so you and Canine are going down the lift. Engine room to sabotage your engines. All right? Canine, affirmative, master. Doctor, good. Off you go then. Chemist, what about you, Doctor? I'm going to see the captain. To the captain. Doctor picks up Bucks with short tube at the other end. Doctor, ready, Captain? Bridge. The bridge guard is falling out to open the door. Fibley. Here, give it to me. I'll do it. Guard, yes, sir. Doctor, all right. All right, give up, Doctor. Captain, so, Doctor, you have survived, Doctor. Yes, I'm afraid. Been able to break the habit. Captain, and your colleagues, Doctor, my colleagues, thumbs down. Captain, excellent, and my pollen phase out on. Doctor holds it up, upside down. The captain takes it, looks about to cry. Doctor, I'm sorry about that. It's becoming a final nuisance, Captain. Destroyed by the great power of Hades, you shall pay for the last drop of your blood, every coverless. Do you hear, Mr. Fibley? Fibley, yes, sir. Captain, the nurse, and Mr. Fibley go to huddle, Doctor. Captain, I think you'd better hear what I have to say first, ma'am. I think when you hear what I've got to say, you'll change your mind. Fibley, guilty. Doctor, please listen. Doctor, Captain, guilty. Dada, please listen, Captain. Get guards. A panel on the back of the bridge slides up. His family leaves the doctor and his escort round up to some steps to it. We see there is a plank sticking at the end. Doctor, Captain, a plank. Very, very simple. You walk along it. At the end, you fall off 1,000 feet dead. Doctor, you can't be serious, is he? He only nods. The doctor walks out and nearly falls off. Captain, you don't realise what you're doing. If you just listen to me, Captain, I shall never listen to you. Where he screamed, Doctor, but please. The captain fires an energy pistol at Doctor's feet, making him dance. Captain, bye-bye. Doctor falls off the plank. The captain laughs. Yeah.